Dr. Cornwell, I have 10:43. You are now recording.
All right. Welcome back, everybody. We are on item number 4A3, case number 19-48. Brandon Easley, physical therapist assistant. Brandon, are you there?
Hi, it's Kelly. I want to make sure I believe it's Braden Easley, not Brandon.
Did we do that again?
Mm-hmm.
I apologize.
No problem.
It's Braden.
Is
Mr. Easley present?
Doesn't appear to be.
I'm just checking to see if he accepted the meeting. One second. Mr. Easley has not accepted the invitation to attend the meeting.
All right, Mr. Harris, may we proceed or do we need to table?
Mr. Are you present? Oh, I see Mark's chair is empty. But generally, you can either table to next month and we try to get Mr. Easley to attend, or you can move it to a formal hearing which doesn't require Mr. Easley to attend.
Huh. I'm not
well,
sure.
Well, if he chose not to attend, I don't see what good it would do to table it. He'll just probably.
He would give us one more opportunity just to make sure we've done our due diligence to ensure that he's had every opportunity to attend, given that we're on the meeting virtual.
I think that would be good. I really wanted to speak to him. I had a lot of questions that. I think would be beneficial.
Is Mr. Harris returned to the meeting? Still do not see him. Mr. Harris? Okay, he's still not with us. Go ahead.
No, I'm sorry, I'm here.
Oh, okay.
Thank you, Mark. The question is, Mr. Easley is not present for his informal hearing, and the board would like to know what their options are for that.
Well, at this point, the board can either continue it to another date. I don't know if he has checked in and provided any reason for his not appearing this morning.
I can tell you, Mr. Harris, that he has not accepted the invitation to the meeting this morning.
Oh, if he hasn't accepted it. And I'm not sure, is everybody hearing my echo or is it just on my end? Okay, good. So, your option at this point is if you believe that he has engaged in unprofessional conduct that could only be memorialized through the administrative hearing process, then it would be to remand the matter to formal hearing. You could certainly, as an alternative, re-invite him to the informal hearing, and if not accepted, remand to formal hearing. Or, of course, if you think this doesn't necessarily rise to unprofessional conduct, you always have all of your non-disciplinary remedies available to you, which would include a letter of reprimand, I believe it's called, with the board, a order for continuing education or dismissal.
Okay. I feel much more comfortable if we actually have him and we know why he did or did not show and not accepting the invitation. I don't know exactly, was that a conscious thing, a deliberate thing, or was it he didn't get the email, he went to his junk mail, who knows. I move that we table the case until next month. And if he declines to attend next month, then we move it to a formal hearing.
I would agree with you, Dr. Cornwell.
Is that a second, Ms. Remick?
That's a second, if that's a motion.
It is a motion.
I'll second it.
been moved and tabled to move informal hearing 1948 Braden Easley PTA to the September 22nd to 2020 board meeting. Dr. Cornwall?
Yes.
Mr. Greer?
Yes.
Dr. King?
Yes.
Ms. Hunter?
I'm sorry, I didn't quite hear the motion. Are we tabling it to invite him back to an informal hearing? If he doesn't show, it goes to a formal?
You will have to decide at the next meeting what you want to do if Mr. Easley declines to accept.
All right, then yes.
Ms. Remick? Ms. Remick?
Yes, yes.
Mr. Clinton?
Yes.
Dr. Pastillo?
Yes.
The informal hearing will be tabled to the September 22nd, 2020 meeting.
Okay. Do you need to pause the recording again, Karen?
No, you can continue.
Okay. So let's move on to item number 4B, number 2, case number 19-57, Rodrigo Salcido. And I move that we go into executive session for legal advice.
Dr. Cornwell, would you like Ms. Richardson to give you a summary first or just go directly into executive session?
I'm okay either way. I don't think it'll make any difference on my question. So for what I need to get out of the executive session.
I would say let's just give a quick summary so that everybody paying attention can hear what the case is about. Okay. Ms. Richardson?
Okay, so complaint number 1957 was opened after investigation of the case 1916 Carl Malmquist. It's alleged that Mr. Salcido was practicing as a physical therapist without an Arizona license. The challenge that we have in this case is that Mr. Salcido has an unknown address, and as far as we know, he's not represented by legal counsel. This case is for your review.
All right, so my motion stands. I'd like to go into executive session.
Is there a second?
Second.
Ms. Hunter seconds. Hold on, I'm sorry. Okay, for executive session, Dr. Cornwall.
Yes.
Mr. Greer?
Yes.
Dr. King?
Yes.
Ms. Hunter?
Yes.
Ms. Remick?
Yes.
Mr. Clinton?
Yes.
Dr. Pastillo? Dr. Pastillo? Karen?
Dr. She Pastillo? She may have already gone into her executive session.
Okay, the motion still passes. But let me remind you about executive session. You need to leave this meeting and then enter into the executive session meeting link that you have, okay?
Which is the other email.
Ms. Karen, I don't think I have the other email. Is that the first one you sent out?
That would have been the first one, but I can send it again to Ms. Hunter.
If you wouldn't mind.
Okay, so we're gonna leave this meeting and then join the other.
At 51. Dr. Cornwall and Dr. King, we can still see both of you.
I'm trying to figure out how to leave a meeting.
Oh, go down to the bottom of your screen.
Yeah.
Actually, you might just be able to click the top X, top red X. Oh, no. I'm sorry. My bad. On the bottom of your screen, there's a little, looks like a phone receiver, a red one to hang up. You see it, Dr. King, on the bottom of the screen?
Yeah, I thought I did it. Sorry. Nope, you're still here.